Reports of his suicide were greatly exaggerated. But why? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Who takes the blame for yesterday's Terrell Owens suicide story debacle? His agent? The cops? News media? In the media's defense, you have to admit it looked way too much like a cover-up. The initial police report talked about the empty bottle and had Owens answering yes when asked if he tried to harm himself, while the official report had all that stuff blacked out. So there were bulletins, special reports, bookies cut the betting limit on Sunday's Cowboys game, according to a website, not that I know. But the fact remains, the guy shows up at a news conference 5.5 hours after the 911 call and then bounds onto the practice field. A little angry maybe, but not depressed. So why were we all ready to believe that a guy making $25 million for playing a game he loves would wolf down a bunch of painkillers? Because secretly, we ordinary people like to think that extraordinary people who are super talented, super rich, super flamboyant, or all three, are also secretly depressed. That's what makes it bearable to be ordinary. That's what keeps us from being more depressed. You super rich people don't know what it's like out here. Every time we turn on the TV, we see you up there being smarter, richer, more talented, more outrageous than we are, hogging all the attention. Our children watch you as if hypnotized, and we get jealous. Except for those people on The Biggest Loser, where the contestants eat way too much and then expose their abdomens on network TV. But that's what drives this. And then, no matter what happens during the week, you grab a few passes in the end zone Sunday and all is forgiven. Which also depresses us. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.